If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
Ooh, that party was wild. You and your friends go out of the club and call a taxi. 10 minutes later, you're all riding in comfort to your homes. From the corner of your eye, while chatting with your buddies, you register that streetlights are out already. Although it's 3 a.m. and still dark outside. Yeah, whatever. The taxi drops you at your house and speeds away. The driveway is dark as well. Everyone's probably asleep, no wonder. You walk to your front door. Ah, the motion-sensitive light doesn't turn on. Now that's weird. The bulb must have blown. You shrug and fumble for your keys in the dark. Ah, gotcha. Now, be quiet not to wake everyone. You don't turn on the lights in the hall, take off your shoes, and tiptoe to the bathroom. All you need now is a good shower to wash off the sweat from all that dancing. You click the light switch, and nothing. The light doesn't turn on here either. Now, that's not a coincidence. You briefly think of going to the basement and using the diesel generator, but drop the idea. The thing is too loud. Okay, you'll wash in the dark then. You turn the bath tap, but all it does is gurgle and let out a few grimy drops, and then it goes quiet. Ah, wonderful. No light, no water. The best end of the night ever. Annoyed, you go upstairs to your room, careful not to step on your cat on the way, and fall on the bed without even undressing. What's the point, right? Morning. You wake up feeling yucky. The clothes cling to your body. You desperately need a shower now. You go downstairs to the bathroom, click on the lights without thinking, and it all comes back to you. There's still no light. You check the tap again. No news there either. Just great. Okay, it's 11 a.m. already. Generator it is, then. You go to the basement and pour some gas into the tank, then turn it on. It begins roaring loudly, but at least it works. That means you have electricity now. As you go back up, you see your mom's woken up. You explain what's going on and go outside to the nearby store to get some bottled water. On the way, you meet one of your neighbors. He's carrying a gallon bottle of water in each hand. You quickly find out everyone seems to have the same problem. No light, no water. As you turn the corner, even from afar, you can see a line before the store entrance. You have to wait for a full 20 minutes before your turn comes, and you take your own 2 gallons. The cashier informs you in a tired voice that card payments are not available due to power outage. Only cash, please. You roll your eyes and give him $5. Surely it's a temporary inconvenience, nothing more. You go back hauling the bottles. It's been a full month now without electricity and tap water. What started as a nuisance is now turning into a full-blown disaster. Most public venues are closed, as well as factories and even schools. TV isn't working either, obviously, so many people have gone unemployed. You had to drop your studies, helping your parents in the yard. They've been busy growing their own vegetables there. But what really worries you is that there still hasn't been any official announcement about what's happening. People are starting to gather in close communities to help each other. Many of those whose work was related to computers and machines are now learning to survive on their own without the modern conveniences. But even farmers have had it tough. They try to use machines sparingly, saving the fuel, and their work has become increasingly hard. Bottled water is becoming a luxury too. The prices have skyrocketed in the past few weeks, and if it doesn't get better soon, only select few will have access to clean water. At home, you only turn on the diesel generator when it's necessary, to cook food or do a quick cleanup once every few days. At other times, you don't use electricity at all. you're starting to get used to waking up at dawn to catch as much sunlight during the day as possible. When the sun sets, nothing can be done in the darkness, so you either go to sleep after a hard day's work or burn a candle and read a good old-fashioned book. Half a year has passed. Nothing's changing. There's still no information about what caused the outage. And people who went on expeditions to other towns return with the same news from everywhere. The problem seems to be global. Getting used to your new lifestyle, you and your parents have reorganized your household. You've got a couple of cows and several chickens for milk and eggs. And your backyard is now a real garden with cucumbers, potatoes, tomatoes, and even apples growing under your supervision. Getting water for drinking and gardening is an ordeal, though. Bottled water has become too rare and extremely expensive. So now you have to go to the river 6 miles away. At first, you traveled there by car, taking as many bottles and canisters as could fit. But after a few months, you've completely run out of gas. So now and your dad walk all the way down there and back. At least you have a cart, so you can haul more than you would with your bare hands, but the journey still takes the best part of a day. The town has become a really friendly and supportive community. Neighbors help each other all the time. And it's become common to have barbecue parties with the whole neighborhood. Everyone's bringing their own food to contribute. And those who aren't coping with natural living yet take home some goods to fill their bellies for several days. Although you're living on the outskirts, almost in the country, it's still unusual how quiet it is without cars driving by. Still, another sound has replaced the engines. Hooves clopping along the road. More and more people are riding horses again to get by. The town itself has grown almost empty. People are leaving their apartments to live in the country, and many of them have to unite in tight groups to survive on the plots of land they've procured for themselves. The best spots are, of course, along the riverbanks. That's where most townspeople have concentrated. Some try to organize posts and sell water from the river, but they were soon put to shame. Free access to water was given to everyone. It's your mom's birthday today. You and Dad have traded some meat and vegetables for a nice bouquet of white roses and strawberries, her favorites. It's the fourth time you celebrate her birthday in this new world. 4.5 years you've been living off the ground, and things are looking better than ever. Your dad talked to the community and the former townspeople by the river, and they agreed to help build an irrigation system. You've dug 3 canals that help water everyone's crops and then return to the main flow. Now, you don't have to travel 12 miles every few days. Also, people from your neighborhood have arranged for communal crops, and you work on your patch every day, sowing, plowing, and harvesting. Afterwards, the harvest is distributed among everyone according to the size of their households. With this system, nobody gets left out, even if they can't work in the field. Surprisingly, you took a liking to this lifestyle. You barely remember what it was like to have a smartphone or to watch TV, but you enjoy the singing of birds every night and working in the fresh air every day. Although it was hard at first, you've now grown tanned and lean and muscular, and both your physical and mental health has improved. You're no longer pursuing deadlines or hurrying anywhere. Your life is now peaceful, and you have a simple purpose: to live and help others. You haven't forgotten your friends either, and you come visit each other often. They come to help you in the field, and in the evenings, you have a dinner together, play cards, and sing songs around the fire. As far as you know, life's never been this simple yet satisfying. Nobody still knows what happened, but it seems to be for the better after all.